All right, let's get a quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVW.com.
Hey, Crowder, going back to what you said right at the start of the show, you're disappointed that Dolphins fans are rooting against Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
I'm not rooting against Tua. I wish him well. I honestly have no ill will towards Tua. Like, he's not the one that signed the check. But I am rooting against another Dolphins player who underachieved with a Dolphins jersey and then goes somewhere else, has a second wind, and exceeds expectations after they leave Miami. So because of that, I kind of am rooting against Tua, but it's not personal against Tua. It's more so I'm sick and tired as a Dolphins fan of having to watch somebody else who couldn't perform while wearing the Dolphin on their helmet, but performing elsewhere after they leave Miami.
But why are you cheering against him? Is that the situation the coaches put him in? Do you think Tua wasn't trying hard here? Why would you hope for another grown man's demise when he can go somewhere else and thrive? Like, that's crazy to me.
I agree. The guy, Tua Tagovailoa, like the person Tua, I wish him well. But the player, I don't want to see him ball somewhere else that wasn't in Miami, but because we could have had that. It's the same thing. I saw it with Wes Welker. How many guys have left Miami and have gone on to have better careers wearing another team's jersey?
And you know that wasn't Welker's fault. With Tua, you're like, who's to blame
but
here?
Was Welker. It Tua's it's Tua's fault that if he gets hit in the back of the head, his hands curl up?
It's not my fault. It's either my fault or someone else's fault. But in that case, it's not my fault.
But just wishing for some, even I was, when JT went to the Jets, there were people saying, I hope he doesn't succeed.
Yeah.
The Jets offered him 7 times more money than the Dolphins. Should you be mad at the Dolphins that JT went to the Jets and not JT?
Oh, no. I rooted against Jason Taylor 100% when he went to the Jets.
That's crazy.
100%. Yeah,
me too. Then he came to University of Miami. I'm back on Team JT.
Yeah.
It's just petty. Very petty to root against a guy's career.
Correct.
You shouldn't embrace that.
You're rooting against Fernando Mendoza.
I'm not rooting. I don't believe in him.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I don't believe in him.
If I gave you a choice right now, Fernando Mendoza, it's all up to you. He can have a great Pro Bowl season. You get to decide. Mm-hmm. He gets to have a great... You're omnipotent. He gets to have a great Pro Bowl season, or he has a who is the guy who would throw all those interceptions all the time?
Gino Toretta.
Jamarcus Russell.
No, who's the guy that kept getting signed from team to team?
Oh, Nick, Nate? Oh, man, he threw 5 interceptions in a game. That's what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Man, I can see his face.
Why can't I think of the guy's name?
White dude?
Yeah.
White, Fernando little bitty white dude.
What the heck is the guy's name? Someone put it on the chat.
I know who you're talking about.
Who did he play for?
Like 18 teams.
Was it Buffalo? I know he played for Buffalo. Nick something, Nate something. His first name starts with an N.
Why have I totally blanked on his name? Someone knows. I'm just waiting for it to come out on the chat.
If I can control.
Who is it, Jimmy?
Is it Nathan Peterman?
Nathan Peterman.
Nathan Peterman. I knew it was an N.
You get to choose. Control, you are omnipotent.
Yes.
So you get to choose. Mendoza has a Pro Bowl season or he has a Nathan Peterman season.
I would choose that he has a Peyton Manning career.
Lie.
No, I'm not lying.
Lie.
It's the evaluation of it. I'm a big fan. I have friends that I would love to have a great career. And then you see him practice and you say, yeah, he ain't really that good. Like, he's not going to help us win games. I don't think Nathan Peterman, I'm calling him the right name, actually. I don't think Fernando Mendoza is going to be a dog in the NFL. I've watched too many games.
Somebody texted in Boyle. Who was Boyle? Did he play for the Dolphins? Did we have a quarterback named Boyle once?
Yeah, he did. Tim Boyle.
That's the boy that threw the ball out of bounds on fourth down. Boy,
did he ever start a game?
Well, he started against the Dolphins on Black Friday. That was a Javon Holland game.
Right, the interception.
The interception. I don't know if he started a game for Miami.
The only thing I'm thinking is because DJ's got the Know Your History t-shirt, and we don't have Tim Boyle on there. But I don't think he ever started. Did he start a Dolphins game?
I don't know. Was it in Green Bay when he threw the ball out of bounds on fourth and three or something? And I was Seattle. Mad.
Seattle? I was in Seattle. Yeah.
He has not started a game for the Dolphins.
Okay, good.
I was so hot.
Yeah. We waived him that season. We waived him.
Should have.
He came off the bench in week three against Seattle.
That was some season.